सम्बन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय च कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः। First of all, I offer my lakh and lakh dandat pranam unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Om Vishnu Pas Ismat Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And then to my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravist Om Vishnu Pas Ismat Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I treat him, I honor him like my Siksha Guru. I know him from 1946. He has so much honor for his elder god brother from beginning, from 1922. He took initiation Harinam from Swamiji, from his spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pas Ismat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Our Guru Maharaj took initiation in the year 1916. So they were both like friends. So, I have so much chance to serve him in all ways. When there was not a scorn or anything, from then I know. I am also fortunate to serve and to hear all the prominent, very learned, very qualified, the senior most devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, like Nemi Maharaj, like Sauti Maharaj, Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Van Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, Pujyapad Giri Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj, Siddhanti Maharaj, Bhakti Puri Maharaj, all so many. So I think I am so fortunate to serve them. Saman Maharaj, all. Who? Oh, very good. He used to love me so much. So much. So, I know the moves of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami Maharaj. I also served Swamiji, and he told at that time that you should come with me in preaching in Western country. But at that time he could not come. But I think that he has dragged me, taking my this choti here, that you should come and propagate, because I had given some seeds in the hearts of devotees. In devotees' hearts, somewhere it was some sprouted. Somewhere some leaf came, but now everything is dry. No water. Now sprouts are going drying, leaves are going drying, trees are is going to be ruined. So you should comment. What raised all these things? Perhaps by His mercy, I am coming. I was a very penniless person. Swamiji came here in all these countries. He was also penniless. And he came in a navigation Sindhia. And only jahaj mein hua hai. And in ship he came. And he came perhaps in 4 months or I don't know how many. And he arranged me, oh, you should come not by ship, you should come in aeroplane. I am managing. I told that I have no money. Oh, don't worry for this. And he is managing everything. I am coming. Only to give some water that I have heard from our Acharyas, my Gurudev and all these Vaishnavas. I am happy that now in India, especially in Puri Dham, Rath Festival is going on. Card Festival, Rath Yatra. And lakhs and lakhs, more than 20 lakhs of devotees are assembled there. And they are doing Jagannath ki jai, Subhadra Devi, Baladev Prabhu ki jai. All are doing and they are pulling the cord. Why this? You should know that we are part and parcels of God. Supreme Personality of God. He is so merciful. And we are part and parcel, that is why we want happiness. We never want any suffering. If anyone is so rich, so much rich, has a qualified daughter and son, so much opulence, he may be the president or prime minister or any rich person, maybe. But oldness is bound to come. He will be bold on one day. And even beauty will go away. And you cannot digest water even in old days. No fruit juice. I'm happy to know that Vrindavan Prabhu has a big factory for juice. And he is supplying in all islands here. But at that time, in old days, they cannot digest that juice also. Doctor should be called, oh, I had taken juice, but now very restless. Then it may be that you will have to be operated. Oldness is bound to come. All beauty will go. The cheeks will be dry. Teeth will going away. It is bound. So in this world, and at last, you will have to give up this body. So in this world, anyone is not happy. Happy, very, for very few days. But that happiness is also like that, like suffering. So in this world anyone is not happy. Because we have forgotten Supreme Personality of Godhead. But He is so merciful. He is always worried that my all parts, souls, have forgotten me. I want that they should come and again they should be happy forever, eternal happy. I want that I should have any clue to bring to me. But they are so much engaged in sense gratifications, they have not any moment time to come to me and to think all these things. Never. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He comes, descends to this world. Sometimes He manifests like Ram, Nrisimha, Kalki, Vaman, Varaha, like all. And sometimes He sends up much powerful His associates, like Guru or Acharya, like Narad, like Brahma, like Vyas, like Sukadeva Goswami, Madhva, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, like Vallabhacharya, and sometimes He descends Himself also like Krishna, Baladev, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, only to make us happy. In this world is like a prison. Prison, no? In prison, we can demand so many things, facilities. But this is not a place to taste and to be happy. We should try to come out of prison. So this world is prison. We have forgotten. And now, as a punishment, we have come to this world. This is not a place to be happy. So, Krishna descends, and His associates also descend to this world for the same purpose. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, they came. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like associates of Krishna Himself, Narada and Sukadeva Goswami, all came to this world and told the same thing, that we are part and parcel. Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this world, we cannot be happy. Prahlad Maharaj has told like that if we are in this world for 100 years, 50 years will go in sleeping, mating and doing so many nonsense things, or sleeping. And then 20 years from boyhood, playing here, there, and to be expert in anything, to maintain life. We have no chance to remember Him. And the last 20 years, from 80 to 100, we are so old that we cannot do anything. Even we cannot sit like this, very hard. And if anything, operation or anything, then nothing to tell. So 20 at 20, and 50, 90. And in 90, in 10 years, we'll have to marry, to build very comfortable houses, so many things. To support children, then when you will have time to remember Krishna? Impossible. So from beginning, we should try to remember, chant and sing Krishna. Very beginning. That is why Prahlad Maharaj has told all these things. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. He is the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in the shape of Kamal Manjari, he is the associate of Radha and Krishna. He has told one line, very important. What is that? That we should not take any secret or anything here. What is he taking?
Camera.
I was fearing that it is secret or anything. वो क्या कह रहा था?
भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर जी
कृष्णेर संसार करो छाड़ी अनाचा जीवे दया नामे रुचि सर्व धर्म सा. हैव यू रेड दिस लाइन? ही सेइंग कृष्णेर संसार करो. In this world, we are bound to do, to have family and associate with, association with others. So, we can maintain our life, otherwise not. We cannot be without air. We cannot be here in without water. We cannot be without sun rays. Oh, it is essential. So, Krishna sansar karo chhadi anachar. Just to try to give up all your for bad, unwanted habits. First, give up all kinds of your chest, your energy, all bad, unwanted. And then Krishna sansar karo. You can have a wife, very chaste wife, and both together serving Krishna. Children may be there. They are also part and parcels of Krishna. We can support and nourish them also. So that our whole family should worship Krishna. This is Krishna's sansar. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a very big family, being in Puri, thousands and lakhs of children, many devotees, like Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, all are in his family, maintaining them by love and affection. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling here, Krishna sansar karo chhadi anachar jive dayat name ruchi sarva dharma sa. In Kali Yuga, we cannot samadhi ho karke Bhagwan ki aradhana nahi kar sakte.
Meditation.
Very hard. We cannot do archan, very hard. We cannot remember, meditate. We cannot do sacrifices like in Treta Yuga that Ramchandra or so many were doing. We cannot do. In Kali Yuga, our life is so short. Full of so many suffering. So, he telling, very easy, name ruchi, always chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. If you cannot do so big mantra, you can chant, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Shyam. Oh, Ram, Krishna, Krishna, no harm. Any name you like, you can do. So, if you are dying on the bed and stool and urine is passing away, and just you are about to die, what can you do? You cannot do anything. So if at that time you can tell him to, oh, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, or Hare Ram, or Ram, or Krishna even. And if he cannot, but he can hear. If he will not chant, no harm. He can hear, remind even, and he will be at once liberated, like Ajami. Valmiki, he was not qualified to chant Ram Ram. Oh, his guru there told that you can chant Mara Mara. And he was doing so, Mara 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 Ram Ram, and quickly he was liberated, and he knew past, future, present, everything, and he wrote Sri Valmiki Ramayana before Ram came. So, by name, we can be liberated from this world, and we can have love and affection from Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know that I wanted to tell you how this card festival came, how Jagannath Baladev Subhadra came. You should know that Baladev Subhadra and Krishna, Jagannath Dev, are not wooden anything, nothing. Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar himself, embodiment of love and affection. They have descended to this world to give some love and affection to all by the prayer of Sri Narada Rishi. First of all,